You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And it's a super quick one tonight because we're about to go on our Christmas break, and I did not want to leave you without first telling you about all the incredible stagey content that's going to be available to watch on television this Christmas. There is such a mammoth selection across completely free channels like Sky Arts and the BBC, so plenty to keep theatre fans happy and no excuse to miss out on them either. For one, I have already mentioned this on Showtime, but the Royal Variety performance is going to be on ITV on the 20th of December. That's this Tuesday at 8 o'clock in the evening. And that will feature spectacular performances from the West End cast of Cabaret and the newly opened Newsies. Very, very excited to see that. Speaking of Newsies, though, the filmed version of the Broadway show with Jeremy Jordan is going to be on BBC Two on Friday, the 23rd of December at 10 minutes past 7 in the morning, which I know is a bit early, but hey, that's what iPlayer is for. Or if you do want to pay the subscription, you can catch it at any time on Disney Plus as well. There's also the Donny Osmond version of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which will be on Sky Arts, which is Freeview Channel 11, just FYI. You'll be able to see that at 1 p.m. on Christmas Eve. That same day, you'll also be able to catch the version of Jesus Christ Superstar that was originally broadcast live with people like John Legend and Sarah Bareilles and Alice Cooper. That's on Sky Arts on Christmas Eve at 7 in the morning. Again, a bit early, but hit record and get your fill of Andrew Lloyd Webber biblical musicals on Christmas Eve. Though if you are after something a little bit different, there are also two separate Cirque du Soleil shows on Sky Arts. First, there's the 2012 hit production Zaya, which will be on Sky Arts on Tuesday the 20th of December at 7 p.m. Then there's also their classic 1994 show Allegria, which will be on the following day, the 21st, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So plenty on offer already across the board, but there are a few things I really, really want to draw your attention to in particular. The first of which is the recent filmed production of Matthew Bourne's Nutcracker. Now, the Nutcracker is such a Christmas staple anyway, and Matthew Bourne reinvented and refreshed it in such an amazing way, as Matthew Bourne always does. And it was filmed and broadcast in cinemas earlier this year to immense critical acclaim. And I was incredibly annoyed because I missed out on it in cinemas, genuinely was gutted about that. But never fear, because the good news is that it's now going to be shown on Christmas Day at 1:30 p.m. on BBC Two and then later on iPlayer as well. And I promise you, you do not want to miss this. Any chance to see a Matthew Bourne ballet is one that you should seize, and to be able to watch one for free in the comfort of your own home is just the dream. So make sure you check out his version of The Nutcracker on Christmas Day. Also on Christmas Day, there's going to be the filmed version of Mark Gatiss's Christmas Carol, A Ghost Story. Now, this is a play that was on in London last year, written by and starring Mark Gatiss, and it was filmed live on stage and then broadcast in cinemas this year. In fact, you may still be able to catch it, if you're lucky, at your local cinema. Don't worry if you're not, though, because it'll be on BBC Four on Christmas Day at 7 p.m. and then again will be available to watch on iPlayer afterwards. Then leaping forward to New Year's Eve, this is the one that I am particularly excited about. The mammoth memorial concert, Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends, was filmed live when the cast performed for one night only earlier this year. And I am so, so happy to announce it's going to be shown on BBC Two at 5:35 on New Year's Eve. It's not the full concert, because that was like well over 3 hours, but it's still pretty hefty at 2 hours and 10 minutes. So we're definitely going to get more than enough content. Tickets to the live show cost a small fortune, so this is an absolute steal getting to watch it on TV. And it's such a brilliant idea as well. It is the creme de la creme of the London theatre scene, and some familiar faces from further afield as well, all paying homage to the late, great Stephen Sondheim. I mean, what more could you possibly want? If you choose one thing to watch from the list that I've mentioned here, then it should be this Old Friends concert. But of course, you don't have to choose just one show to watch. You can watch them all. And what could be better than snuggling up on the sofa and watching some stagey content this Christmas? Absolutely nothing. So take your pick of the plethora of theatrical productions on your TV for free this Christmas and enjoy. And on that note, I will say goodbye to you for this episode and this year. I'm going to be taking a step away from the Spotlight On podcast for the next few weeks, just while we get through the Christmas period, but I'll be back before you know it in January. You can also follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN in the meantime to make sure you don't miss out on any announcements, including the return of Spotlight On and Showtime in the new year. 2023 is going to be a bumper year for musicals, and I just cannot wait to share it with you. For now, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I will see you again in 2023 because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.